The need to lose weight is as important to some people as quitting smoking is to others. But for those with busy lifestyles, finding food that meets the requirements of a healthy diet is often a hassle. NPR's Jerome Vaughn reports on new businesses that have popped up to solve that problem.
On a busy street in the diverse Chicago neighborhood of Lincoln Park sits a small store window with potted plants. Over the narrow doorway hangs a wooden sign that simply says, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Paul Matalonic strolls into the shop late one afternoon to pick up a set of 9 meals, enough for the next 3 days. He's been a customer for 2 months because he says he's too busy to cook.
The convenience is very important to me because I'm a professional. I have a very busy lifestyle. It's not that I can't cook. I just feel like I have a scarcity of time. And Seattle Sutton is a solution to a need of good, healthy food and saving time.
Meal preparation and delivery services work on a couple of basic principles: that people want to eat healthy but are just too busy to shop for fresh food, count calories, and spend time in the kitchen. It's a realization that franchise owner Almas Khan made last year while researching the type of people she might attract as clients.
I would say mostly single, but I do have a good number of couples too. And just professional workers, basically, because I know their schedule and stuff. Not only do they like the option of eating better, but it's just very conducive to their way of living.
Khan says she has about 80 customers each week, mostly folks from the neighborhood. Her franchise provides a week's worth of low-calorie, nutritionally balanced meals for about $100 per week. The meals are prepared at the Seattle Sutton Kitchen in Ottawa, Illinois, about an hour west of Chicago. They're shipped to stores twice a week. Customers can pick them up the next day or have them delivered to their homes for a small additional fee. Some similar services provide daily home delivery of the meals.
I serve people what they should eat.
Company founder Seattle Sutton came up with the idea of providing healthy meals to clients in the mid-1980s while she worked as a nurse in her husband's medical office. She says she realized more people would eat right if someone else went through the hassle of counting calories and cooking the food for them. She's seen her meal delivery service grow dramatically in recent years, and she doesn't see that trend changing.
Not only are we not going to get this generation back in the kitchen, the next generation will not know how to cook. And so when people think about the cost of our meals, they need to not only think about their groceries, they need to think about all the money they spend on junk food, fast food, and dining out. And many people have called us and said, look, we save money.
Just a few miles south of Almas Khan's shop, thousands of food experts have gathered in Chicago's Convention Center for the Food Marketing Institute's annual trade show. In one corner of the show floor, a group of about 20 conventioneers chat. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez-Klinger says the idea of healthy meal delivery is a great one, but it may not appeal to everyone. For example, in Hispanic culture.
The mom takes big pride of doing her meals. You know, we feed them right. We give them the things they like. So you know, you might find a little resistance. You know, they might think that you're completely neglecting your family and you're not doing the right things for them. You don't love them anymore. You don't cook anymore.
But that's not a concern for newcomer Margaret House, who's dropped by Almas Khan's shop to pick up her meals for the next 3 days. She says she decided to give Seattle Sutton a trial run, even if it means putting a dent in her budget.
If I were to see results from it in terms of losing weight and, you know, feeling good, if I can afford it, because it is a little bit pricier than what I was spending, then definitely I would like to stick with it.
While most of the meal preparation and delivery businesses are regional in nature, several have been examining the possibility of expanding their services nationwide. Jerome Vaughn, NPR News, Chicago.